Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotharam, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna, or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Enter from now into the discipline of Namasmarana, a fashionable excuse that is structured out by those who do not like this discipline is want of time. It does not need any special time or extra allotment of time. It can be done always, whether you're bathing, eating, walking or sitting. All the hours now spent in gossip, in watching sports or films, or in hollow conversation can be best used for silent contemplation of the name and the form and splendor of the Lord. Learn this lesson from Prashanti Nilayam and return better equipped to your places. If you fail to learn this, then you have only wasted money and time by coming and staying at the Nilayam. The gunas have to be transcended one after the other. tamas being transmuted to rajas, rajas into sattva, and sattva being overcome at last into the stage of attributelessness. The gunas bind men and leave impressions. Tamas is like the worms that creep and crawl in offal. Rajas is like the fly that sits on foul things as well as the fair. Sattva is like the bee that visits fragrant flowers. But all these three are drawn towards objects and should be free from any trace of attachment. Now, hearts are infested with flies and worms. And so, the pesticide of Namasmarana has to be used for disinfecting the place and making it fit for spiritual progress. All schools must have the faith that their learning will never injure them or destroy them, but it will sustain all through, provided they follow them strictly and gladly, sincerely and in fear of God. The faith in God will also be instilled by Namasmarana. The remembering of the glory of God and His infinite mercy and power.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The seventh name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is Om Sri Sai Sadhu Vardhanaya Namaha.
Om Shri Sai Sadhu Vardhanaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Shri Sai Sadhu Vardhanaya Namaha. Vardhanaya means one who promotes. Sadhu stands for virtue, righteousness, pity and perfection. Baba promotes in those whom he selects all the virtuous qualities. He insists on patience and experience, on character has the fruit of sadhana, and virtue has the sweet juice that fills the fruit. He has said that the phrase in the Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam, for protecting sadhus, does not refer to sadhus in ochre robes, but refers to good men who are detached from worldly pleasures and worldly objects. Numerous are the instances where he has revealed the wounds caused by unrighteousness. Revere the parents, honor the teachers, respect elders and scholars, seek out opportunities of service, spread joy and contentment, ignore the faults of others, do not extol your own merits, fix your attention on the Sai, that is, in every other living being. These are the directions he gives. These will develop the sadhu qualities in us. He loves and draws near to himself good men of all castes, countries and races. So, everyone is persuaded to examine his faults and vices and become better in every way, so that he may win his love. He sees through pretension and humbug. It is impossible to impose on his confidence by means of pomp and external signs of goodness or purity. He can be satisfied only with genuine, consistent sincerity. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the seventh name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhu Vardhanaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sadhu Vardhanaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who increases the goodness of the people in the world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna tells Arjuna, Sadbhave sadhu bhave cha sadaiti etat prayujyate prasaste karmani tadha satyabdha pardha yujyate. The word Sat is used in the sense of reality and of goodness. And also, O Partha, the word Sat is used in the sense of an auspicious act. Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba enhances virtue and goodness in all people. He inspires individuals to become better human beings. He has established educational institutions to fulfill this purpose. These institutes impart quality education which is based on human values, whereby a lot of importance is given to morality and pure character. Here are incidents which reveal how children who have gone astray should be reformed and how goodness should be nurtured in good-natured children. The summer course held in Vrindavan in 1973. Around 800 students from all over the country had gathered to participate in the summer course. Many of them, however, were not inclined to the strict discipline of Vrindavan. Two of them probably found it torturous. So one evening, they went out of the ashram, had non-vegetarian food and smoked cigarettes. They also went for a movie and came back stealthily at night. They thought nobody would know about their escapade. But what can remain hidden from the omniscient Swami? Next morning, he called them and asked them about the previous evening. At first, they denied everything. But when Swami materialized a photo in which they were seen smoking, they were speechless and started weeping in repentance. The ever-affectionate Swami forgave them, so that they could be encouraged now to cultivate good qualities.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the seventh name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhuvardhanaya Namaha. The eighth name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Sadhujana Poshanaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Sadhujana Poshanaya Namaha. Sadhu means good, jana means persons, and poshana means fostering and nurturing. Baba says, I have come because the sadhus and the sadhakas prayed that I should come. When virtuous and upright persons cry out in anguish for savior, when persons seeking to live the good life are tortured by circumstances, cruelty and negligence, then the Savior comes. Baba is Narakara, assumed by Nirakara, that is human form, assumed by the formless, has promised in the Bhagavad Gita to help good men. If your illness or poverty hampers your spiritual progress, I rush with grace towards you and set it right, for my task is Sadhu Poshana, the fostering of the good, says Baba. Sadguna, according to Baba, is to be inferred from such details of daily life as limited speech, sweet conversation, readiness to serve others, humility, and reluctance to see faults in others. In one of his divine discourses, he had announced that he was Lord Krishna come again in order to restore vitality and vigor, self-confidence and self-knowledge among sadhus who have lost faith in themselves and in God. How can the all-merciful Sai give his children over to be tormented and insulted by the blind, deaf and the heartless? Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the eighth name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhujana Poshanaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sadhujana Poshanaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who looks after and sustains good people. God incarnates in order to increase and sustain virtue and righteousness in people. Whenever the life of a virtuous person is beset with difficulties, Swami provides the strength to cope with these difficulties and removes the obstacles that hamper one's progress. Once, the daughter of Sri Radha Krishna Chetty, an old-time devotee of Swami, Srimati Vijaya Kumari, along with her husband Sri Hem Chand, had gone for Swami's darshan. Swami came up to them and said, "Kumaramma, you have been promoted." When she replied in the affirmative, saying, "Oh yes," Swami further said, "You did not ask in which area of life you are promoted. Shanideva has entered your birth chart." Unperturbed, Srimati Vijay Kumari replied, "Oh, that is very good, Swami. Why be afraid when we have God standing behind us like a mighty mountain?" Thereafter, the couple had to pass through a very difficult phase. They suffered a financial crisis. Although they had means of livelihood, no income was available. They were both under tremendous psychological stress. But their faith in Saishwara was unchanged. It grew deeper and stronger. Once Swami asked her, "You need some money, isn't it? Shall I give you some?" At this, Srimati Vijay Kumari replied, "Swami, you alone are feeding us. Do not give us money, but indirectly, please help us to earn it." This earnest plea with total surrender reached Bhagwan. Swami penned them a letter. In it, Swami wrote, "Your prayer from the sorrowful heart has reached me. It has won my heart. Now I am bound to you. Don't be sad. In the near future, you will be happy. Very soon, you will sing and dance on the waves of Ananda." With Swami's blessings, their sufferings and misfortune finally came to an end. They recovered financially and happiness dawned on them. The family was able to overcome this difficult period only due to Swami's support and now are spending their old age happily contemplating on Swami. This is how Swami always stands by those who are good and saintly.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 8th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtodhar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sadhujana Poshanaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtodhar Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.